You're listening to local programming produced in KUNV Studios.
Welcome to Growing Pains. I'm your host, Ginger. Join me and my best friends as we talk about growing up and trying not to break down.
Oh, is it starting?
It started.
Wow, I miss having the intro to like listen to when we start.
I don't know how to do
that. I would dance
that.
With it.
TBH.
TBH.
Change it for the money. Change it. Sounds like an episode intro.
Guys, it's so funny. Shout out Jason for making the music, but we'll probably make our own intro eventually.
Jason on the board.
Also, if it sounds funny or it sounds really quiet, more quiet than usual, it's because it is just me and Kylie today.
It's never been like this. There's never been
it's
this
literally just us two.
Small amount of people.
Yeah. Well, since Ashley got her new job, she like
I know
when we record, it's just so hard.
When was the last time you had Ashley or Ileana on?
Ashley was in the very she was in the Morgan one and the very first one.
Morgan one was what, 2 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ashley Paws, we miss you.
We miss you. R.I.P.
Ileana, we miss you too.
Yeah, we'd never see that girl anymore.
She was
either.
I think
she's
the last
working.
One she was on was the one I wasn't here, was
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Like the second one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Dude, that's crazy.
Tired of these working girls.
I know. And then Gianna just
if you're listening,
didn't pull up.
Quit your job.
Quit.
Come to school. Come yes. record.
Quit your jobs. Everybody give up their jobs and record a podcast.
Yeah. That's really good advice, actually. I really think there should be more podcasts in the world.
I think there's enough.
I think we need to give more mics to men, specifically.
Yes! Oh my god, because
more
they have
men,
so many
more
opinions.
Male podcasts. I love their
yes,
opinions.
Yes, more men
it.
Podcasts.
Thank you. I need more men podcasts with, mm-hmm. like, the TikTok text over their words for, like, the subtitles.
Yes! And it's, like, alpha music.
Alpha music, yeah.
See, we that was us acting right there. So like
we're, no, we're I wasn't actually.
Oh. Let's do song of the week.
Oh, I forgot song about of week. That.
Dude, you know what's funny? I realized in the past few episodes, we're like, let's do song of the week and I never say mine.
Oh my gosh, why not?
I don't know. I think I'm too focused cuz you know how I'm She's the man in the chair. Focused. I'm too focused on what's going on as we're recording.
Man in the chair.
But yeah, my song of the week.
Oh, I have a good one.
Choose.
How do you say it?
Andromeda.
Andromeda, is that how you pronounce it?
I believe so. But that's a really good, yeah.
Andromeda by Waze Blood.
Oh my god, she's amazing.
I've been really listening to that a lot. I loved that song a few years ago, but it just came back up in like
yeah.
my rotation of like songs, you know. How that goes. And it's so good. I forgot how good that album
that
is too.
I think I'm gonna choose. Did you guys already talk about Saturn? I'm going to choose Saturn by
Treat
SZA.
Me right. I think, was that mine?
That might have been yours a couple.
That's a good one, though. That song is so
I've
good.
I've just been listening to it so much.
I actually don't think it was mine. I'm joshing you. I'm yanking you.
Joshing me. Dude.
I'm just making
so,
stuff up.
It's so weird. With
I know.
You
I'm here. Nervous. I'm just
I'm
looking
like
at you.
For someone to talk. or any chapel.
Can we song. Pretend they're still here? Okay,
Can
Ashley, what's your song of the week?
Airplane what? In the night sky like shooting stars.
What would Ashley's song of the week be?
Something like gay.
Okay.
It's either Ashley has very gay music taste or very man music taste.
Yeah. So what would she be feeling right now?
I don't know.
I don't
you
know.
Touch
some
it.
Future song, probably.
Yeah,
like 21
future.
Or. Yeah, 21!
Metro!
Whoa. Gianna's song 100% would be Carnival.
Yeah.
She's oh been listening God. To that
She's
a lot.
So much.
Can white, we white bleep with. Or. Shoot, what's the line?
Oh, embarrassing.
Oh, pretty bleep with white toes.
Yeah.
I say that. Like, I like say that line all the time.
Just, like,
it's
to
so
yourself?
Funny. Yeah, because I do have white toes.
Yeah, you do. Do you actually have white toes right
Not
now?
Not right now. It's all chipped off.
So you lied.
No, I didn't.
So you lied on the podcast. That's, like, really showing.
I never had to, like, I never made an obligation to ever tell the truth coming on to
That's
this.
That's so true. What if we lied about everything and they don't know?
What if
we really could.
What if we're all AI?
Well, the problem is, like, I could say we lied about everything, but there's things I admitted about myself that no one could even lie about. Like, you couldn't even lie.
Like, it'd be so... You have to be really creative to come up with the lies that
like,
you would
the
have
LinkedIn
to tell.
Like, the LinkedIn story? I think that's, like... Yeah. I think that's my legacy I'm leaving behind.
Okay. I think it's going to be really hard for you to leave that behind.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Kylie.
Did you do your song of the week?
Yeah, Saturn.
Oh, you're right. Good one.
Thank you. Wow, it's nice. Someone actually cares.
Yeah, I've been listening to that a lot.
Mm-hmm. Also, it was so funny. I'm going to say it. Last episode, Kylie said a bad word, a no-no word, and it slipped through the cracks.
It did slip through the cracks. I think that's really, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say. I think it's funny that I can't be myself on this podcast. Like, I have to restrict my language, mm-hmm. and it's really frustrating because I can't just be free.
I think that cussing...
I can't just say what I want to say. And like, I think they're silencing women by not letting me say things I want to say.
Next week, can I say a word so you can bleep it out? Anymore.
Can I say something so you can bleep it out?
Yeah, I'll bleep it out right now.
So... I don't know. That's the real me.
That's the real... That's the real... What is that? This is the real Kelsey.
This is the real Kelsey. I'm so crazy. You can't take me anywhere.
The real Kelsey. Dude, let's talk about your little campus crush.
Oh my God.
Have you told people you work at the library on this podcast?
Well, I guess we can air it out in the open now.
I'm doxing you.
I always thought... I always had this thing where, like, I need to keep where I work, like, a mystery. Because if people perceive me outside of my jobs... I have two jobs, by the way.
Yeah.
If people perceive me perceive me from any job, it's really, really scary. My main job, the one I work the most, I work at, like, a training facility. I'm not going to air that out because I don't need more people knowing where I work. I never, treated it that seriously. I know the owners. It's really nice. It's actually, like, a really sick job. Like, I do, like, homework and stuff. It's a cool job. Yeah, it's chill. But, like, recently, I had someone that I used to, like, a regular that went there. That he used to go there a lot and, like, you know, I, like, knew him by his name. But he stopped going after a while. He, like, recently got in connection with, like, one of our friends.
Yeah.
And he, like, mentioned something to her. And was like, oh, yeah, that's the girl that works at this place. And I was just like, there's no way that people perceive me from here. Oh, and another example of that is, like, my sister, she's in middle school. She's in eighth grade. But she has a friend that goes there. Mm-hmm. And she was like, he sees you all the time and wants to go up to you. And I'm like, what do you mean? I don't know who this is. And you're telling me they know me.
It really freaks me out. Actually, that is crazy.
It really freaks me out. But in terms of the library, I never tell people I work there because it's such an easy access place to go. And I never know if someone's
Should I bleep it out?
What? No, it's fine. Yeah. Honestly, it's chill.
She works at a library. You don't know which one.
Okay. Okay. I don't think it's that hard to guess.
Yeah, you guys can guess. But anyway.
But, so that's why I don't really tell people, like, where I work, because I don't like to be perceived at all when I'm at my place of work. But
you don't have, like, a bad... I don't think you're badly perceived.
No, but, like, when someone tells me that they recognize me from a place, I'm like...
It's terrifying.
You recognize me from a place and I didn't know you were there? Like, where else have you been following
Like,
me?
Working retail, I always wondered that.
Yeah, that has to be crazy.
Because I hated seeing people I know.
Yeah, and you work, like, in your area, too.
Yeah.
At least, like, where I work, both of my jobs, I guess the library, I see a lot of people I know. My other job, I don't really see... That's actually such a lie. I see a lot of people I know. But not people I know that really, like, it bothers me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But we have... Well, obviously, I don't have a campus crush.
Yeah, you're locked in. I've been locked in. You just came back from a trip.
Yes, guys. I spent 5 days in Morgan's apartment in L.A. And it was amazing. It was beautiful. My skin was glowing. Like, birds were singing. Yeah. Everything was bright and beautiful. Like... Everything was good.
LA is so nice until you look outside and you realize you're on...
It was scary.
You're in LA.
We, like, walked to CVS because I needed eye drops. Because, like, it was to the point where there's no point in driving because parking.
Mm-hmm.
So we walked and it was, like, terrifying. I was like, you walk here alone? Like, in broad daylight, it was kind of nice. Like, people were walking their dogs. But I was like, at night,
you walk here alone? At night, it's totally different, yeah.
Crazy.
Like, unless you're in more of, like a suburban type area,
like the rich part.
I mean, yeah, but there's where I'm from isn't super duper, like, nice, but, you know, like, I'm very comfortable there.
Yeah, you're not worried about, like, your safety or dying.
Because I know it's big on community there where I used to live.
Where you can comfortably go out.
But I feel like in LA is such, like, it's a much different type of thing.
It was, like, terrifying, but it was fun. It was so cool. I just, like, I love it. I don't know. I just love the whole experience. And, like, there were so many cool little things. Like, oh, my favorite thing?
Was the record
store. Okay, first of all, yes. Going to Amoeba, the record store, Amoeba Music, was the greatest thing in the entire world. It was my, like, fantasy. It was, like, I was, life was good. I cried.
Did you go to the Pink Wall? Is it still there? Did you really?
Wait, what Pink Wall?
Did you not remember, like, in, like, 2019, 2018, when all, like, the...
Oh, I thought you meant, like, just, like...
No, just in general in LA. Like, they take pictures against the Pink Wall.
I wish. It was, like, that would have been funny. But you know what, like, we did see... At Amoeba Music, they have Frank Ocean records, and they're, like, thousands of dollars. Because they're, like, real.
Yeah, they're real.
Old pressings. But it was so cool just to see and to experience.
Did they have one of the real pressings of Endless?
Oh, I didn't check. I just saw, like, Blonde.
Oh, but like, that's probably, like, an original.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I got you the new one. You got me the new one.
Literally my best present I've ever received, like,
you
literally to date.
I didn't expect you to cry. It was honestly mostly Mama, too. Thank you, Mama G.
Yeah, thank you, Mama G. You don't understand what that means to me. I will die. Like, when I get buried, like...
Put that record in there.
It's going to be in there. Or if I get cremated, whatever, just, like, cremate it with me.
Dude, that's funny.
I'm being dead serious.
Whoa, what would I get buried with? Phoebe Bridgers. I need to be buried with
her. With her
body.
Or, like, with the, like, the vinyl?
No,
or...
like, her body.
Oh, that doesn't sound very legal, but okay.
We could make it work. Wait, but what were we literally talking about?
Yeah, what were we talking? Oh, well, you said you couldn't have a campus crush because of Morgan.
And I don't have a campus crush, but I can talk about my past experiences because
it's a very funny. It's very fun experience.
Yeah,
it's like fun, but also like I'm losing my mind a little bit.
Yeah, and it's so I think college crushes are so wildly different than high school crushes. Yeah.
Because high school crushes, it's a lot less people, and you're like, I'm going to see them in the hallway, or, like, I see, like, my sister navigating that, like, era of her life now, because she's in 8th grade, she's got to be in 9th grade,
so she's talking about boys
and she would show me, like, okay, this sounds crazy, but, like, you know how you would, like, sneak, like, pictures of, like, your campus crush?
Yeah, come on, everyone's done it.
Yeah, sorry to air that out, but, like, she's, like, show me, like, the pictures she would, like, sneak of her friend's crush, or, like, her crush, and I'm like, wow, like...
It's so real.
That's so like high school, middle school, but it's so like funny.
It's, so
it's such
fun.
It's such a universal experience, I think.
Mm-hmm. Cause there's always you also had that crush where like I think there's high school crushes where like you guys actually talk to each other. I was the kind of person who had crushes where I did not speak to the person.
Oh, that's
and I would
always
see them all the
that's
time.
Always been how I like moved in my life.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, it was
okay,
like
move in silence.
Yeah, move in silence. Except I'm so silent that nothing happens.
Nothing happens. Nothing comes.
So
right.
Silent that like no one knows I'm there.
Oh, that's how you're perceived?
No, that's like in like a funny way. Oh my god.
Funny, haha.
Funny, haha.
But talk about your campus crush. Talk about your college campus crush.
My college campus crush right now, very fresh, very new.
It is.
I helped him in a different circumstance, like 2 weeks ago. Like, I helped him out with something. Mm-hmm. Was like, oh, like, how sweet, you know. Nothing came from it, you know. And then 2 weeks later, I saw him at a function on a Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I recognized him there, and I want to talk to him so bad, but I was so nervous. I've come to learn that I am not very smooth in those situations.
Really?
I don't know how to go up to people unless it's someone, like, I'm, like, gonna compliment, like, platonically, or just someone that, like, I need to talk to in general, but when it comes to, like,
romantic, flirting.
Like, stuff like that, I realize I'm so lost, like, all the time.
I think it's hard, though.
Like, I think I can talk very casually with someone mm-hmm. that I don't know much easier than if I, like, wanted to get something
like, romantically,
different out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
I get that.
Yeah, I saw him at a function, so scared to go up to him. But I made me and my friend, I was like, come here. It was Victoria. I was like, Victoria, go over here with me. Come on, come on. And I would, like, move her around. I'm like, I need to be
literally.
Right here. Like, I need to be right in the peripheral
You're literally
vision.
Our mastermind. Can we talk about that? You're literally masterminded this.
Aww. I guess. I mean, you're kind of right.
Like
it did work out.
It did.
But, like, I didn't want to go up to him. He ended up coming up to me
because
of my little orchestrations, you know, getting, like, you know, made sure I was in the vision, in
Kylie's
the line
a G,
of vision.
Okay.
Made sure, like, because there was also a person that he was with that I, like, recognized. So I said hi to them.
Yep.
Just, like, all the little things. He came up to me. We talked a little bit. And now we're talking just a little bit. But I'm, like,
Dude.
Scared. So, like, with the campus crush, I know he's going to be here.
Yeah, you're going
to
see him.
I don't know when, I don't know where, but I need to be prepared.
Oh, see, that's evil. Because I think about it, like, because you have a whole routine of, like, how you want to be, like, how he, like, you want him to see you.
Mm-hmm. I think that's very, like, normal and, like, yeah. the beginning of stuff.
That's so but funny. Like, I do not. I just am like, yeah. Oh, they see me,
and
they see
I don't
me.
Think, like, to be fair, I think this is such a different, like, the way I'm speaking now is so, such a big contrast from the last episode.
I was like, going to say.
It is, but, like, I don't think it's a nothing that, like, serious other than just, like, a fun, like, because Campus Crush in my mind, well, obviously things are a bit different because I'm kind of on speaking mm-hmm. terms with this person, but normally, like, how my campus crush mm-hmm. or just, like, school crush would go is I would never talk to the person,
yep,
but there would just be, too. Like, moments where I would, like, see them or brush into them mm-hmm. or you're, like, you know, because there's all types of factors that go into it. Like, one factor that is, like, playing, like, now
yeah.
is, like, now when I'm getting ready in the morning to, like, come to campus, I'm like, oh, I want to, like, look better. Look
good, yeah.
Because of the off chance, the possibility, you know?
Them. You mm-hmm. see them. Dude, that's crazy. Like, you do have to, like, be prepared. Because, well, I think with UNLV especially, I don't know. I feel like, actually, no. I used to have a campus crush, and I totally figured out her whole schedule. Because I would see her walk the same time at the same place. Obviously, I don't have this crush anymore. I don't know this person. I don't know it. But I would, like, I would walk to the student union at the same time every single time a day.
I do that with people that I don't have a campus crush on, but with people that I want to avoid. There's one specific person that you've seen at a specific
several
time.
Times that Kylie, like, hates.
That I don't want to see. Mm-mm. And now every, because
I see
time,
them all the time.
The time you see him is usually the time where I'm going through that area to get to a class. So every time I'm getting to a class at that time, my head's on a swivel and I'm, like, terrified to see
that's
that person.
So evil.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? I know that UNLV is, like, there's so many people, but it feels so small.
Yeah. Or maybe.
Or, like, I think the groups, like, once you learn, like, who the groups are, it feels small. I don't know, in my mind.
Yeah. I feel like once you, like, get, like, with the circle of people and you mm-hmm. meet more people, it is kind of like a butterfly effect from there. Yeah. Like, you'll see people you recognize, maybe not that you're so, like, acquainted with or that you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, oh, I know that person. That's so-and-so's, you know, like, brother, so-and-so's friend or, like, something like that. So it's, like, the more, like, it's, like, a big branch.
Yeah.
And then you start to, like, recognize more and more people. I think it's fun. I think it's interesting.
It's so fun. Because I feel like the minute you, like, don't want to see someone, you always see them.
Yeah. And I think, like, recently I've come to, like, not be more of a social person, because I classify myself as more so, like, I used to think I was such an introvert. Like, I hated it.
I see you as an introvert
I
at
hated,
all,
like,
as your friend. I don't see that.
I think that was just, like, when I struggled, you know, like, I had, like, social anxiety and stuff. I've obviously dealt with that now, because now I love just, like, being involved with other people and just having the know. And just, like, being friendly with other people.
When we go out, you're so, it's like, you can go up to people and it's so comfortable and it's easy.
So,
like,
I think it's, like, fun to just, like, see people that you recognize and just, you know, text me, like, oh my gosh, you'll never know who I saw today. I think it's fun.
It's so funny.
Yeah. But I'm also the type of person that's, like, if I don't need to speak to you, I'm not going to, just because I simply don't see the purpose in
that.
It. And I've had people tell me that they think I'm shy because of that.
That's so odd. Kylie is not shy, like, at all. Like, I don't understand that perception. It's like, maybe people mistake it because, like, I'm also the kind of person who doesn't do small talk. Like, I can talk to people. If we're in, like, a room or we're in a class for a prolonged period of time, I will talk to you if I don't know you. But if it's, like, we're in passing, if I'm buying something or something, like, you're working, I'm not really a small talk person.
Yeah.
But you're not shy. That's so evil. That's, like, crazy.
That did, because the person that told me that was someone that saw me at a job.
At your work,
I didn't know he saw me at a job. Evil. And he said that to, like, another friend. And then that's how the message got relayed to me. I was like, wow, like, that's how people perceive me. And I kind of, like,
that's so
I didn't take
true.
Offense to it. But I was like, I don't want to be perceived as, like, someone who's, like, shy and, like,
you literally
wallflower. But, like, genuinely, if I don't see the need to... And not even in a mean way, but if I don't see the need to have to talk to you, I'm not going to.
I get that. See, it's funny because, like, I'm that way, but Mo is the opposite. Mo can talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. So, like, we'll go out, like, Trader Joe's, for example, and she'll be talking to the cashier, and I'm, like, just chilling there.
Yeah.
I don't feel like, I don't know, I'm kind of bad at it.
That sounds like a good, like, honestly, a good quality to have.
It is nice. But sometimes I'm like, let's go. Yeah. Sometimes I'm like, nice, let's leave now. But campus crushes are so silly. It's
so, there's so many factors. Like, honestly, like, obviously getting, like, dressed in the morning or, like, walking around, dude, like, looking around.
Walking around and I feel like
there's, like, a little camera on me at all times. Maybe that's not good, but I think it's, like, fun. There's, like, the mystery to it. It's, like, there's it's exciting.
See, you know what's funny? Because as a lesbian, okay, as a little mask lesbian, and this is not to stereotype anything, but me naturally, I go up to people. So I never, like, that's why I think I don't care as much as, like, oh, how am I today or blah, blah, blah. Because I'm the one who usually pursues it right away. Now, okay, can we talk about this? Because we talked about dating apps. Have you matched with people you've seen at UNOV?
No, I've literally...
You haven't?
I probably have, but I don't. Okay, I have, like, a big problem. I think I have some type of, like, attention, just, like, AD, like, something, because I don't remember a lot of things that aren't really necessary. Like, it kind of in one ear, out the other. Like, I see someone.
That's so funny.
I don't remember names. I don't remember faces. I'm not that type of person. But, like, there'll be someone that recognizes me from somewhere, and I'm like, oh, where do I know you from? And they'll be like, oh, from Hinge, or from this time, or I'm like, oh, well, I'm sorry. And I feel like it comes off as rude, but I literally don't retain information.
If it's like and maybe it's because, like, I will say, like, I still have to remember, like, the gay community's not that, like, large.
I feel like that's more exclusively a you thing.
So I definitely, like, will have seen girls who I had matched and had not talked to.
Dude.
And it's so awkward and embarrassing. Is it okay? I know I'm the one in the wrong.
Is it okay if I mention the time I went to First Friday and that happened to you?
Dude, yeah, let's talk about it. So, that's so funny. This is so bad, guys.
One time we went to First Friday and some girl.
Obviously not. I'm happy my relationship.
Yeah, obviously not. This was a long time ago. This was like August. It was a long time
ago. Yeah, I didn't know more yet.
But Ginger, we went to First Friday and a girl came up to Ginger.
No, I went up to her. That's what makes it
worse. Oh, you did? Oh my God.
You want me to tell the story?
That makes it worse. You could tell the story.
So we went, So again, we went to First Friday and I do this thing where even though I'm okay with, like, I can go up to people, I always psych myself out and I go to you guys first. I'm like, oh, that girl's really cute. That person's really cute. Like, should I talk to them? And you guys are like, you're gonna do it anyway. And I'm like,
yeah.
So there's this girl and I was like, oh man, she's like so pretty. She's so pretty. And I finally get like the confidence. I'm like, hey, by the way, like, you're beautiful. I just want to say, like, you're so, I said something about her outfit. And I was like, do you have Instagram? And she stops for a second and I'm like, oh, what happened? She's like, didn't I match with you on Hinge? And when I tell you, and I don't mean this in a mean way, but I just didn't, I probably recognized her, and maybe that's why I spotted her in the crowd, but I didn't remember matching. We probably didn't talk. Because I usually remember them if we talked, like, but if we messaged.
Dude, like, what are the chances of that happening?
And I was just like, oh, we did, didn't we? And I was like, well, what's your Instagram? We should talk there. And then, like, it just didn't go well. Like, we talked, and, like, it was just,
yeah, I would
awkward,
be so upset if that happened to me.
Dude, would you tell them you matched on Hinge? If you,
yes.
Yeah.
I'd be like, we've matched. Like, what do you mean? I mean, I understand because I obviously, I don't remember anything ever.
Yeah.
But, like, come on.
It was funny. I think it's the fact I went up to her and was, like, trying to flirt with her. And then.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was bad.
I like how we made a note how you wanted to talk about Fortnite.
Dude, okay.
And we didn't even.
So can we talk about, we have a good,
can we talk
minutes
about Fortnite?
Okay, the reason why we
that's what you just did.
The reason why I wanted
hands on
to
the
talk
table
about,
let's debate today's topic, Fortnite.
Because, okay, since this is a me and Kylie episode, me and Kylie will play Fortnite. Like, that's something me and Kylie exclusively do because no one else plays Fortnite.
Yeah, one time Ginger called me. And I was with Gianna, and Gianna's like, what does she want? I was like, I don't know. She probably wants tonight. And to this day, Gianna thinks that's the most insane thing I've ever said. Because we want a night. Because like, I said that so casually. Like, she wants a night. She wants to hop on night right now. I'm like, oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, and people don't get it. Like, I didn't even realize.
Yeah, I didn't even realize in that moment how, like,
like, I wish I could express
get that on a t-shirt.
If you're not playing Fortnite right now, there's something wrong with you.
Exclusively, though, like, no build mode. You bring out build mode in front of me. Build mode,
ew.
I'm sorry. I'm one of those people. I don't play build mode. And then my skin is Gojo.
Gojo, yeah.
Yeah.
Nerd.
I'm not, I can't even, I'm not even mad. I did spend money on it.
Yeah.
And
we spent a lot, in the beginning when we first got into Fortnite, we spent a lot of money on
it. The beginning we first got into it, like, was as a joke. My brother downloaded Fortnite on my PS4, and I was like, I'm just gonna play one day as a joke.
But it was and then so fun.
I was like, oh, wait, there's no build, because I did not want to have to learn how to build. Like, I was, I did not want to play with these 8-year-olds that are building, like, crazy mansions in 10 like, seconds really around me. Like, they're really good, and it's embarrassing. So I was like, oh, I didn't know there's a no build option. And then I got hooked, and then I got Ginger hooked.
Dude,
and I was
literally.
Like, Ginger, the second I, like, want to spend money on this game, you have to stop me.
And then we both
the
did.
Next day, I bought, like, V-Bucks.
But, like, that was old Fortnite. Like, me and Kylie are very strong.
That wasn't even old Fortnite. Like, people are like, I miss the old Fortnite. When we talk about old Fortnite, we talk about, like...
It was, like, a newer season. It was, like, last season or whatever.
What were the places we would drop?
Greasy Grove.
Greasy Grove. Reels, that's what we're like, I miss old Fortnite. That's not
okay,
even
but we missed
Fortnite.
That. Like... That was a good era. Greasy Grove was our number one. Anyway, this just sounds really weird
prime.
That we're talking about it.
No, I think it's important because it talks about the things we have, the motives we have in life, you know? Yeah,
that's so real.
And I did recently try to download, because I don't have my PS4 anymore. I left it at my parents' house. I have Gianna's PS4, which is in our apartment's living room.
Yeah.
So I tried to, you know, update Fortnite to play on the PS4.
Yeah.
We have no storage left on that PS4. I can't play Fortnite anymore.
Dude, that's crazy. Delete everything.
It's her PS4. I'm not going to
delete
her stuff.
Little girly games. Get Fortnite. Be a real man. But yeah, guys, Campus Crushes, I think that's... So we'll update you. I think one of the best things about this podcast and, like, doing it... And obviously, we call it Growing Pains, and we gave the whole reason in the first episode of, like, you guys are growing with us. It's our freshman year. But, like... I think that we had the podcast during some of the most, like, crazy, monumental turning points of our lives. So we'll see what happens
we
with this.
We did. Like,
with this
recent,
crush.
Like, genuinely, like, right before we started this podcast, we gave, like, the motive for it. And right after it happened, it's, like, the amount of changes that we went through
was
crazy.
Oh, wait. You know what's sweet? Me and Kylie were the ones who started this, by the way.
Aww.
So it's kind of, this is, like, our little, like.
OGs. Well, everyone else obviously had a part in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, of course, of course.
But I feel like we did, you know, we created the website.
You made
we,
the name.
The
I
Instagram,
remember.
The name. I helped you with the synopsis.
Yeah. I remember what happened was literally, so I joined the radio station because I do like live on-air shifts. And they're like, oh, we can you can do a podcast. Without telling anybody, I signed us up for a slot. I got us ready. I got us in. I was
yeah,
like,
and
guys.
We had to create everything within like a week.
Yeah. Well, that was what I knew too. But I was like, guys, we have a podcast. And then like everyone was down for it. It was actually really sweet.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was so cool. But we'll see how this Campus Crush goes.
I'm not going to have high hopes for it, you know. Like, it's just something to pass the time. And it is like genuinely like just like. You know, it's like it's fun.
Yeah.
That's
Campus
the most.
So
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna. You know, have hopes for anything.
Do we have a code word for him?
Do I have a what?
Do we have like a nickname for him?
I don't.
Oh, we should.
You have to bleep this out because I'm gonna.
I'm
say
I'm gonna
it.
Bleep it out. Do I have to bleep that
yeah,
out?
Yeah, bleep it out because it's very so.
I'm gonna have one long bleep. Sorry, guys. If you heard that right now, but that's so real. Anyway,
let's go to the library.
Let's go to the library.
I do have to, like, pump out this
you
essay
right
now.
You have to pump out a 1,500-word essay.
Okay, that doesn't sound that bad when you put it that way, but the
it
work...
It sounds
the,
bad to
the
me.
The stuff I have to put in the essay is actually making me, like, want to rip
sick.
My hair out. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening to me and Kylie's special episode. This is going to be easy to edit.
This was actually a fun one.
Yeah, I don't think I'm editing anything out. I think I'm going to keep it all in.
The long segment of just going on about Fortnite.
I'm telling you, Fortnite episode. I'm going to name it Fortnite. Or
yeah.
All night. Anyway.
All night.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom. Brah, brah.
Wow. Let the chop sing.
Thank you so much for listening to Growing Pains. You can follow us on Instagram at Growing Pains Gram or on TikTok at Growing Pains Talk. Hope you tune in next week.
The content of this program does not reflect the views or opinions of 91.5 Jazz and More, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, or the Board of Regents of the Nevada System of Higher Education.